Episode 2. This is the second part in our October pro-life mini-series dedicated to the Catholic Church's beautiful teaching on the dignity of every human life. Last week, in Episode 1, we cried out to the Lord with the prophet Habakkuk, "Why do you let us experience such violence, terror, destruction, strife, misery, and ruin? We cry out to you for help, Lord, but it doesn't seem like you're listening." The answer the Lord gave us last week was, "I am listening. Be patient. Don't act rashly. Have faith and trust in me." The Lord Jesus, by his death and resurrection, has already won the victory and destroyed our greatest enemies, sin and death. Until the Lord comes again to judge the world with justice, he gives each of us the freedom to choose life or death, the freedom to protect and defend life, or the freedom to destroy it. Like our beloved patron Saint Francis, it is up to each one of us to be an instrument of peace. For where there is hatred, we can sow love. This week, the inspiration for Episode 2 is based on the physical healing of a leper named Naaman the Syrian by the prophet Elisha, and the healing of the 10 lepers by the new Elisha, our Savior Jesus Christ. In his book, Jesus of Nazareth, Pope Benedict XVI says, "Healing is an essential dimension of the apostolic mission and of the Christian faith in general. Christianity is a therapeutic religion, a religion of healing. When understood at a sufficiently deep level, this expresses the entire content of redemption." And that's really beautiful. Christianity is a therapeutic religion. In other words, a religion of healing. And that explains everything about redemption. Because Jesus comes to heal us, to heal our wounded relationship with our merciful Father, to heal our spiritual leprosy that we call sin, which makes us unclean in our souls. Jesus so desires to heal us in mind, how we think, in our hearts, how we love, in our souls, and eventually in the next life, even in our bodies. Jesus comes to heal us. And one beautiful instrument of the Lord's healing in the world was started in 1984 in the Archdiocese of Milwaukee by a woman named Vicky Thorne. Vicky Thorne invented one of the greatest ministries in the church for healing the deep wounds of our sins. It's called Project Rachel. Maybe you've heard of it before. Maybe you've seen a poster or a brochure about it in a church. Project Rachel is a post-abortion counseling and reconciliation program to provide emotional and spiritual healing following an abortion. Project Rachel's name comes from the Old Testament book of Jeremiah, chapter 31, verses 15 to 17, that reads, "Rachel mourns her children. She refuses to be consoled because her children are no more. Thus says the Lord, cease your cries of weeping. Wipe the tears from your eyes. The sorrow you have shown shall have its reward. There is hope for your future. Do you remember who Rachel was in the Bible? She is Jacob's second wife. If you got that question correct, come see me after Mass. I'll give you a holy card, okay? Rachel is Jacob's second wife. And you know what Jacob's other name is in the Bible. He is called Israel. So the prophet Jeremiah sees Rachel crying for her children, crying for the children of Israel as they are taken into captivity in Babylon, never, ever to be seen from again. And as the Lord sees Rachel crying for the lost children of Israel, he says, "The sorrow you have shown will have its reward. There is hope for your future." And to all the mothers and fathers, doctors and nurses who are enduring internal turmoil, who are sad and depressed, and are having flashbacks and bad dreams, to all the mothers and fathers, doctors and nurses who are mourning the loss of a child because of an abortion, the Lord says, "The sorrow you have shown for your aborted babies shall have its reward. I want to heal you. There is hope for your future." Many people think that God could never forgive the grave sin of abortion. But that's not true, is it? God is all-powerful. He can forgive any sin. My friend Pope St. John Paul II says, "No human sin can erase the mercy of God or prevent him from unleashing all his triumphant power if only we call upon him." Oh, that's so beautiful. No human sin can erase the mercy of God if only we call on him. And so the 10 lepers call upon Jesus in today's gospel. They say, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on us." That's what it really says. The Spanish is clear. You probably saw it in your missalettes. "Jesus, Maestro, ten misericordia. Ten compasión de nosotros." Have mercy. Have compassion on us. And the Lord did have mercy on the lepers. He said, "Go show yourselves to the priest." An absolutely essential part to healing in the Lord's plan is the priest acting in the person of Christ to forgive your sins in the sacrament of penance. It's in confession where we cry out, "Jesus, Master, have mercy on me, a sinner." And Jesus says through the words of a priest, "I absolve you from your sins. Now go in peace. And from now on, avoid this sin." Through the humble, contrite confession to a priest, there is finally deep down peace in your soul that only Jesus can give. Isn't the church glorious? Of course, she condemns the terrible evil of abortion, but she doesn't condemn the person who has had an abortion. Instead, Holy Mother Church reaches out like a loving mom to heal us. And so if you've had an abortion, if your wife or girlfriend has had an abortion, if your friend or relative has had an abortion, then Project Rachel is for you. Project Rachel in our diocese is coordinated by Catholic Charities, and I know that there are these Project Rachel pamphlets in the pamphlet rack at the entrance of the church with more information. Take one home. Call the number on the back. Jesus is waiting to heal you with the same healing power with which he healed Naaman the Syrian and the 10 lepers. Christianity is a therapeutic religion, a religion of healing, because Jesus comes to heal us. And once you have experienced the saving power of God and the healing mercy of the Lord Jesus, what else can we do except fall on our knees and give him thanks?